Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the High Altitude Mentorship Show with JT DeVolt. JT is an international success coach, inspirational speaker, and award-winning author of Flight Plan to Success. JT worked his way up through the ranks from enlisted aircraft mechanic to combat-decorated naval aviator. And he's here to give you the success strategies for better focus, clarity, and mental toughness to accomplish your missions in business and life. And now, here's your host, JT. DeVolt.
Hello, my friends. JT DeVolt with you today for the High Altitude Mentorship Show. Great to be with you on a Wednesday morning, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Live. You know what that means? It's time to come together and talk about leadership, entrepreneurship, and living the high-performance, high-altitude life. And as always, the High Altitude Mentorship Show brought to you by flywithjt.com. That is flywithjt.com, where you can download a complimentary copy of my award-winning book, Flight Plan to Success, as well as stay connected to everything going on in the high altitude community. And oh, by the way, we do this call live on Wednesdays at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, but we also do another version of this. It's a recorded version of the call Monday through Friday, and you can access those recordings by going to jtdebolt.com/podcast, jtdebolt.com/podcast, and listen to the rest of the episodes there. Today I want to talk to you about five steps to what I think is an extremely important aspect to high performance. And you hear this quite a bit. Actually, I don't know that you hear it enough, this concept of self-mastery. Self-mastery is a little bit different than working on yourself or self-improvement. When I grew up in the entrepreneur space and started my first business 10 years ago, I was coming out of the military. I was still full-time active duty as a Navy pilot. And that was really the beginning of my, I guess, self-mastery work. I had learned a lot about self-improvement, learned a lot about getting down deep on yourself just by going through the process of becoming a naval aviator. They do teach some of that stuff. It's not necessarily inherent. It's a little more covert, I guess. You know, it's not quite the most obvious thing in the world. They're not saying, okay, we're going to do a little personal growth here today. Although you know very deep down inside that's exactly what's going on. Nothing builds character like challenge. Nothing builds character like adversity. And through the course of learning how to become an officer and training to become a pilot, certainly there was plenty of both. But what I'm talking about today is true self-mastery. And this is something that I began the path to learn almost 10 years ago when I first started learning some of the things from some of the greats like Tony Robbins and these kinds of people. I started saying, okay, what is it that really goes into creating a high-performance, high-altitude life? And one key aspect to that is self-mastery, the ability to dial in and marshal some of your greatest characteristics and values. Being connected to your core values is key and essential. Of course, that's a big part of self-mastery. But I think one of the most important aspects to self-mastery is having a plan in place to actually achieve it. I want to give you five things that you can do today. And by the way, when I say five steps, it doesn't mean sequential steps. It doesn't mean you have to do step one, followed by step two, followed by step three. You could do these in any sequence. But I think what's key to this is that you create a discipline for yourself. One of the most important disciplines you can create is a daily discipline of self-mastery. So let's jump in. Let's dive in on these five things, beginning with number one, and that is connection to purpose and mission. Now, I teach a course called Mach 1 Mastery. It's a monthly course. Each month, we tackle a different subject on really self-mastery. It's a high-performance course, and I love it. Four audios and a video that come out with a newsletter. Last month, the month of April, we talked about self-confidence, how to develop authentic self-confidence. I'm not talking about the blowhard, chest-pounding bravado. I'm talking about true, authentic self-confidence. And one thing that I mentioned in there that it was so key and essential was to be connected to really the three-headed monster, if you will, of purpose, mission, and why. And I think this connection is so key because what happens is when we say we're connected to our purpose, we wake up each day dialed into knowing what we have to do. We spend less time waffling with what needs to get done. Here's my to-do list. Oh, man, somebody else's agenda interrupted what I'm here to do. When you see people that are on the path to self-mastery, first and foremost, we have to recognize that it is a path. It's not a destination. It's like chasing a rainbow, right? The rainbow is evident. We can see it. But to run and grab it and put our hands around it is not possible. Self-mastery is very much the same way. The more we grow, the more we climb, the next rung there is. The next rung appears and it appears and it appears and keeps going, seemingly into infinity. That's one of the things I love about self-mastery. But I think, if I had to guess that there's one of these that you start with, it's that connection to purpose and mission. If I had to put my foot down and say that's step one, then that is step one. It's figuring out what your purpose and your mission is. Now, I talk about this in Flight Plan of Success. If you have not yet downloaded your copy, get yourself over to flywithjt.com right now and download a complimentary copy of Flight Plan of Success. It's very much centered and rooted into helping people get clear on what their purpose is. And what's interesting is your purpose is kind of that overarching thing. It's what you're called here to do, what you were put on Mother Earth to do. And you can spend your entire life, you can invest every moment of every day getting clear and working toward that purpose. Your mission, on the other hand, now that's the vehicle by which that gets you there. It's the thing you do. And here's the great news. The thing I love, I have called myself for a very long time and been referred to as the mission accomplishment coach. And I love that. And I'll tell you why. Mission accomplishment is bigger than goal setting. Mission accomplishment is far surpasses life coaching or anything. Mission accomplishment is about understanding what you're here to do and having a clear-cut path to getting it done. A mission plan, a flight plan to success. And so when you have that mission, what it is, it can change. It can absolutely change. The thing I was sharing in Mach 1 Mastery last month was, listen, my mission as when I was a kid was to become a Navy pilot. As soon as I did, next mission came up. In 2008, when I got out of the Navy, my mission then became to help other people define and accomplish their personal missions in business and life. And I've done it through speaking and coaching and product development and these kinds of things. But your mission's going to change. There might be another chapter of your life that opens up and begins. There might be another chapter that you're in right now that you say, this is not necessarily what I see myself doing for the rest of my life, but I love what I'm doing. But what's next? If you have that level of curiosity, if you have that level of courage to ask the question and then to seek out the answer, then you're on that first step to self-mastery, defining or connecting to your purpose and your mission. Next is a commitment to self-awareness. Now, I want to take a step back here because I think this is one of the kind of this part can be very daunting at times, is self-awareness. Painful as it may be, we all have flaws. We all have things that some people on the outside might call weaknesses. I prefer to think of them as blind spots, areas where we know we need to improve. The reason that I believe this is a big challenge for folks is that they don't always have the answers. The answers aren't always evident. And so we might say, yeah, I have this blind spot, this thing, and maybe it's an addiction, maybe it's a bad habit, maybe it's a limiting belief. But it's something that's holding me back from my greatest potential. It's holding me back from performing at my highest potential and my highest level. When we don't know what it is or we don't know how to fix it, it tends to get put back into a box and compartmentalized in the back of our minds. What's required, what's really important, what's crucial in those moments is to have someone to help us. One thing I love about coaching is helping people walk through that process. In your business and in your life right now, find those people that can help guide you to self-awareness. You have to do the work yourself. It means turning off the TV. It means putting down the trashy novel. Sometimes it means working harder on yourself than you work on what you do on a daily basis. The great Jim Rohn said that. Work harder on yourself than you do on your job and you can build a fortune or you can build a life. And he's so true. The capacity that you have to learn and to grow, to learn about yourself and to grow through developing skill sets, developing your strengths, and developing who you are at the core, the person that you're meant to be inside, the person you already are that just needs that refinement outside, that is the next step in that self-mastery. But it takes awareness. Then it takes that third part, which is the commitment to self-refinement. Self-refinement, by the way, I like the word self-refinement better than self-improvement. I've said this before. I'm not sure why, but I guess when I first heard the term self-improvement, they go, oh, the book is over there in the self-improvement aisle. I'm like, self-improvement? It seems sort of demeaning. It seemed like, oh, you're not enough, so you have to read this guru's book because somehow he's better or she's better than you. You read this book and then poof, instantly you're better. That's not how it works. First and foremost, the only person that reads a book or listens to an audio or goes to the seminar is a person who's already committed to finding what's inside them. They're somehow physically attracted to it. They're mentally attracted to it. They're emotionally attracted to becoming excellent. So there's no improving there because they're already awesome. The question is, how do we pull more of that out of you? Think of it like this. It's like a sidewalk covered in snow. If you wake up, or if you go to bed at night and the sidewalk is there, you wake up after a whole night of snow and that you can't see it because it's covered in snow, does that mean the sidewalk no longer exists? Absolutely not. Does that mean that you're going to call in a cement truck to lay down a whole new sidewalk simply because the snow has covered it up? No, we wouldn't call for road improvements or street improvements any more than we call for self-improvement. What we would do is grab that snow shovel and get to work. Shovel in the snow, uncovering layer after layer after layer of snowflake until we reveal the sidewalk that is already there, has always been there. And that is self-refinement, much different. It's recognizing and being committed to, being invested in that awesomeness, that excellence that's already inside you. And going to work with that snow shovel today and every single day, working at it until we uncover the snow. And guess what? Sometimes the snow is coming down while we're shoveling, right? And sometimes we have to go back and reshovel the areas we already shoveled. But that's what self-mastery is about. It's a lifelong pursuit. It's a lifelong commitment. The fourth aspect to self-mastery is acceptance of self. Now this is, look, when I flew in the Navy and I started hearing about these things, I thought, man, this is a bunch of this woo-woo, you know, stuff. I just thought, man, it's way out there. It's not for me. I'm a left brain type A, hard charge and go-getter. I'm a warfighter, tip of the spear, baby. I don't want to hear about this love yourself and accept yourself. But I have to tell you, through years of pain and trial and error, I have found that this is one of the quickest ways to shortcut the path between where you are and where you want to be. Not just where you want to be, but who you want to be. Who you want to be is not a title, it's not a position, it's not an occupation. It's a sense of being inside yourself. It's realizing you have what it takes to be that millionaire. You have what it takes to be that all-star. You have what it takes to be number one in your field. It's already inside you, but you have to first and foremost accept and love yourself for who you are today and say to yourself, okay, I'm going to go to work with that snow shovel. I don't need to lay down another sidewalk because the sidewalk's already within. I just need to shovel it off. But it takes accepting yourself for everything, the mistakes you've made in the past, the failures that you've incurred. It means all the times you've goofed up, all the times you've succeeded, giving yourself credit for both of those, accepting them and taking them on board 100%, and realizing that you are not your results, you are not your outcomes, you are not the stuff that you own. Rather, you're the person that's making the decision from any given moment. And in this moment, you're different than you were a moment ago. And you cannot be the person in the future until you live in this moment right now. Accepting that you are here right now, accepting yourself for who you are in this moment is so critically important. It's the only way to truly be present. If you really want to knock anxiety down and stress in your life, stop worrying about the future. Stop dwelling on the past. Live in the present. And the only way to live in the present is to fully accept yourself as you are. And finally, that fifth step to self-mastery is a dedication to something bigger than yourself. One thing that always impressed me, the reason I loved serving in the military, was there was a sense of camaraderie. It was us against whomever, whatever the mission was. It was never me against the world, it was us against the world. Not the world, but I'm saying, you know, against the big mission. Sometimes it was just a training mission. Sometimes it was us against a hypothetical enemy that was put in front of us via a flight simulator. Well, it was my co-pilot, my crew, and I flying against the flight simulator. It was us against them. It wasn't me. It wasn't a person looking for individual, you know, accolades or individual acknowledgement. It was about doing it for the team. That's what I love about building teams now as an entrepreneur. And helping my clients to do the same for themselves and for their businesses. It's a dedication to something bigger than our own personal gain. And here's the great news for those people that are really into personal gain. You'll still get what you want, sometimes even more of it. As the great Zig Ziglar has been well quoted, give people what they want and you'll get everything that you want, or some variation of that. The point to it is that when you dedicate yourself to something bigger than just yourself, the floodgates open up. possibility, opportunity opens up. But more importantly, you feel amazing because your best self comes out in full throw, full afterburner. It's not holding anything back. It's not saying, oh, I'm going to save my best stuff for a better opportunity. I'm going to save my best stuff for a different client or a different partner or a different conversation. It says, right now is the only moment I have, and so I'm going to give everything I got to this right now because I'm dedicated to something bigger than my own personal gain. The five steps to self-mastery, first and foremost, is to connect to purpose and mission. The connection to purpose and mission is something that will guide you and take you through anything, whether it's turbulent air or smooth air. Number two is a commitment to your self-awareness, being connected to what your strengths are, what your blind spots are, and working toward both of those each and every single day. Number three is a commitment to self-refinement, not self-improvement. You're awesome as is, but you can refine. You can get better. You can take your game to that next level. You can weed out some of the things that aren't serving you. You can buff down and refine down some of those hard points and make it smooth, make it sleek, make it aerodynamic. Fourth is to accept yourself as you are. Accept yourself for who you are and realize that you are awesome as is. Put your best foot in front of you at any given time, realizing that you have what it takes inside of you to become who you want to become and achieve the things you want to achieve. And finally, dedicate yourself to something bigger. Self-mastery is about doing more than just for ourselves. Self-mastery is about giving of ourselves. Self-mastery is about giving as much as we can to the world around us in the capacity that we are called to call it, to give it. Self-mastery is a very magic thing, and it's one of the key aspects to high performance. So today and every single day, dedicate yourself to these five steps to self-mastery and watch not just your results grow, but watch your fulfillment and your enjoyment of the journey grow as well. My friends, this show is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the High Altitude Mentorship Show every single Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. Get yourself over to flywithjt.com right now and download a complimentary copy of Flight Plan to Success. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you soon.